Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are kicking off the Tuesday night edition of the show, and as always, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go and vote for the show. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we don't require that you pay us money to take advantage of all the free stuff that we give you at freetalklive.com, but we do ask for a few favors from time to time. One of them is that you go and vote for the show.
We need a favor.
Over at podcastalley.com, we are currently, thanks to those of you who have gone and voted, and over 600 of you have so far this month, which is
620.
Great. Yeah. Over 600 of you have, and that has put us at the top of the charts. We have been the number one podcast in the world, the podcastalley.com, all month long.
And we've enjoyed a sizable lead until very recently.
Yeah, the second place show is closing the gap.
Yes,
so
they are.
If you have been holding back from going and voting, if you've kind of used the rationale of, I'll just let everyone else vote for me.
Yeah.
Now's the time to actually go and do it.
We need you now.
Right. Vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Well, last night, and again, this is your show. You bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Last night, we kind of got into, and this happens from time to time on Free Talk Live, because I'm not afraid to talk about behind-the-scenes issues on the air.
Nope.
We've never been afraid to do that on this show. And we mentioned on the air last night, somebody emailed us in regards to the fact that he considered the show had taken a more heavily political slant. Now, from the very beginning, we've always had a heavy political slant, but we've always been more than happy to approach non-political issues, like personal problems. That's why every night on the show, when we come back from break, I mention the fact that we'll take your calls about everything from political to personal.
Yep, we haven't stopped that.
What controls, mostly, though, the content is you. I mean, most of our emails that come in, most of our calls that come in, are about political issues. We can't help that. However, Edwin has sent us a personal issue.
Hmm.
And boy, is it a good one.
Edwin from where?
Edwin from somewhere that I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what he has to say.
I know an Edwin, and there's not a lot of Edwins in the world.
That's true. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. And we're not psychologists. We're just a couple guys in a radio studio. So take it with a grain of salt. But here's what he says. I was listening to your last night's podcast when you reiterated your willingness to tackle personal rather than political issues. Well, I'll take you up on that. And Edwin, thanks for doing so, because not very many people do these days. He says, I've been in love with a coworker for nearly a year.
Hmm.
We occasionally work together, or at least we pretend to work, and we go on break together to socialize. Sometimes we hang out after work or on weekends. We struck up a friendship when she recognized an obscure song quote that I recited offhandedly one day and discovered our various mutual interests, right down to
living in a powder keg and giving off sparks.
Right down to our is that an obscure?
It's pretty obscure. Pretty obscure. It's from Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay.
Living in a powder keg and giving off sparks.
Right something down like to our they discovered their various mutual interests. Right down to our favorite pizza toppings. I've literally
pizza
never
pizza toppings and musical interests are not what you build a marriage on.
I've never. It's a good start, though, man.
You're building rapport. Whatever it takes. Right. I totally believe that people get into relationships for silly reasons like this.
At this point, you're just building rapport. You're just having conversation. That's where it has to start, man.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So he says, I've literally never met anyone as amazing as her before. And I've known a reasonable number of women. She's intelligent.
Known in what manner?
Compassionate. And extremely beautiful. That's a bonus.
That's good.
Even before I'd ever met her, if you'd asked me to design the perfect companion, I'd have described her almost exactly.
This guy's starstruck.
Except for one important detail.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can guess what it is.
She eats her boogers?
No. You know, it sounds so good to be
true. She used to be a man.
It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? I mean, you happen to run into this so-called perfect girl at your workplace. She's taken.
Taken in what manner?
Well, she's been in a very stable relationship, according to Edwin, for several years now. I harbor no... He doesn't say it's a marriage, he just calls it a stable relationship. I harbor no illusion that she would ever leave him for me, nor would I want her to. Come on. Yeah, you would.
Sure you would.
And he says, after all, if she did, what would stop her from doing the same thing to me later on? Well, that's always a risk you take, my man.
Well, I think that there's something wrong with a relationship if it's a very stable relationship and they're not married.
You think?
I do.
I don't necessarily think that's the case. Traditionally, okay.
Well, what are we talking about here? The majority of the time?
Yes.
I'm not saying that there's necessarily something wrong.
I wouldn't make that presumption.
It's just a presumption. Well, you wouldn't make the presumption because you don't believe making presumptions about much of anything.
Anyway, let me go on with this here. He says, and it's extremely unlikely that we'll never end up together anyway, I've not made my feelings known to her, at least not intentionally. She may suspect, but she's never let on about it. The problem is, when we're together, it's all I can do to restrain myself from simply telling her flat out how I feel. I want to tell her how it hurts me when she talks about her boyfriend. Ah, boyfriend. Who does sound like a great guy, but I really don't want to hear about him. I'd like to clear the air and get it out there, but I don't want it to cripple our friendship. And I would call it a work relationship, unless you've done stuff off hours, you know, unless you've gotten together after work. If the only time you're getting together and hanging out is on break at work, I don't know if I would label that personally as a friendship. I mean, I suppose he would know better than I. But do you consider the people that you work with your friends?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Not most of them.
Right.
Maybe one of them.
I mean, and what makes you qualify that one as a friend above the rest?
I like talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he would qualify as a friend if I could ever see him outside of work.
Ah.
Because I don't. But it's not really fair because I, you know, after work, then I go and do a radio show till 10:30 at night.
Sure.
So it's difficult to do anything with a friend 6 nights a week.
Yeah, I like to call those...
That's right. Manwich giving up everything for Free Talk Live.
I think that... Yeah. I think
What are you giving up? You hermit?
My days?
Go ahead.
Anyway, I think that when it comes to friendships at work, and this is obviously a side issue from his issue, and we'll get back to that, but I think in regards to friends at work, I think that's the best that you can say is that they're work friends. Because once your working situation changes, odds are good you're not going to retain them as your friends.
It's a different sort of friend, but you spend a lot of time with work friends. Now, in this
Definitely.
Case, apparently they don't spend a lot of time together.
Apparently, though, they spend as much time as possible together while at work.
And, you know, it's always fun to have somebody that you like being around with at work.
Absolutely. So let me finish. It's almost
But
done
work
here.
Friends, mm-hmm. you can have a very strong relationship with a work friend. It's just very conditional. It's
yes.
based on the condition.
He says that I don't really want to hear about him. I'd like to clear the air and get it out there, but I don't want it to cripple our friendship. Going on break with her is the absolute highlight of my day, and I'd hate to lose that. What would you recommend that I do?
I don't know if I'm not prepared to recommend anything at this very moment, but I would like to tell you about something.
What would Manwich do if you were in a similar situation?
Well, here's what happened to me one time.
Okay.
Is I was... Yeah, I guess I was in a relationship at the time,
mm-hmm.
but it held me from saying something.
Yes, huh?
I'm pretty sure that was true.
Okay.
It held me from saying something to this girl that I really liked and who was engaged and engaged to be married.
Eesh.
Well, obviously. Well, we ended up getting together after she got married.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Getting together like that, you mean?
Well, lots of different ways.
Okay.
I mean, we were getting together, as it were.
Yes.
And she told me that if I'd have said something before she got engaged, she'd have never got married.
No way, dude.
If I'd have just said anything right there in the office.
That's amazing.
If you would have, because, I mean, I remember the incident she talked about. She's like, if you would have just said something right then, it would have changed everything. I wouldn't have got married.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's not your suggestion for him, although I might make that my suggestion. Let's come back and talk more about this. If you've got a suggestion for Edwin... He is madly in love with a coworker, but he's afraid to show it because she's already with somebody. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Do you have a story that relates? Share it with us. 1-800-259-9231 because our man Edwin needs some help here.
How old is Edwin?
I don't know. He doesn't say. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the live streaming there for you. Broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. You get it all for free at freetalklive.com. Now, we are talking about a personal issue, man, which it's rare that we get a good personal issue these days. Mm-hmm. And this is a good one, I think.
It is a good one.
Edwin emailed the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, and he's concerned because he's got a lady friend who he spends time with at work. She's a coworker of his. They go on breaks together. They apparently have really kind of hit it off. I mean, they've found that they have a lot of things in common, and as he puts it, it's the highlight of his day to go on break with this girl. So he's smitten by her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he described her as, if he was to describe his perfect woman, this would be the person. Like, he's totally into this chick. So, the one little catch is that she's with somebody.
She has a boyfriend.
Right. And so he's concerned that he's going to ruin what friendship he does have, the work relationship that he does have with this girl, if he's to make a move on her. So his question for us is, you know, what would we do if we were in his situation? Now, you related a story, Manwich, that there was a, you were in a very similar situation, and the woman that you were kind of smitten with ended up getting married. You ended up getting together with her after the fact that she...
Well,
she
otherwise I wouldn't know the information that I gave.
Right.
You know, like, it wouldn't be a useful story if it was just, I had a coworker that I never said anything to and she got married. That story stinks.
You ended up sort of getting in her pants after the fact that she was married. And then that
relationship,
that's when she told you that if you had said something to her prior to her marriage,
mm-hmm.
she would have called it off.
Yeah.
For a chance with you, basically. But since she kept your mouth shut, she went ahead and got married, and then what happened happened.
Right.
So I want to read an email we got in response to Edwin's email from Paul. He says, for Edwin, this is a case of risk versus rewards. If you value the gal's friendship over her as a romantic interest, swallow it and get on with life. Otherwise, share your feelings with a realistic understanding that you're risking the end of that friendship. Our board operator says, bite the bullet, let her know how you feel. It's better to regret something that you've done than something that you haven't. And I got to take sides with both of them. I got to say that in the idea of this is that it's a work relationship. And as I put forth before, work relationships tend to be severed once the work ties are severed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're working at, I don't know where Edwin works, but if you're working at Walmart and you go cross town to Kmart, your work relationship with all those people at Walmart is completely over. Odds are good you're never going to hear word one from them at any point in the future. So if you are to share your feelings with her, and Edwin said in his email that it takes everything in him to withhold sharing his feelings with her. He really, really wants to. So if that's how you feel, I think you really should do it. You know, be tactful about it, obviously. Be careful about it. But let her know how you honestly do feel. And the worst that would possibly happen, the worst, would be that she'd feel funny about talking to you from that point on. Again, it could possibly ruin the friendship.
She knows, just to be clear.
Yes, she probably knows.
Well, she probably suspects.
And at... You know, it's possible that she'll just take it as a compliment. You know, it may not even ruin the friendship. She may just say, you know, I really do love my current boyfriend. I appreciate you bringing this to my attention. That's very complimentary. It's very complimentary
yeah.
for you to tell a woman how you feel about her and that, you know, that you enjoy spending time with her, etc. Worst comes to worst, friendship dissolves. You move on. You change careers eventually down the line. You move to a different store, whatever, wherever you work, and you never see her again.
That's your answer?
So I don't think I think there's nothing to lose beyond a work, what's, you know, in my mind,
a very good work relationship. Here's what my advice is. Now I've solidified it, and I'm ready to,
okay.
to give it out. I think that you should tell her.
Yeah.
I think you should do it in a tactful, sort of funny way, so it can be dismissed a little more easily. I mean, you don't want to say, all right, sit down here, Susie Q. I've got to have a conversation with you.
Right.
For the last 15 months, you and I have been having lunch together and breaks together, and it's the highlight of my day. I love you, Susie Q. This is going to be a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it doesn't, for one, it's weird, even if she does like you. But I think you should try to find a way to lightheartedly sort of tell her. You know,
it's one thing.
If it wasn't for that guy, you'd be mine, baby.
Yeah,
you know, that
yeah.
kind of silly thing.
Hmm.
But let her sort of know. And I would say it more than once. Not 10 times, but 3 times. Just to make sure that it wasn't just the offhand lighthearted comment. Because it could spark a conversation or not. But I think that you owe it to yourself to speak your highest truth.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know if I would necessarily take that as much of a playful approach as you would,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly agree with you that
why wouldn't you?
I wouldn't get all maudlin and sentimental. I agree with you there, no doubt about it. I
mm-hmm.
think you could still be kind of... I think you could still, you know, seriously talk about it. Basically, share with her that, you know, you support her having this good relationship. You're glad she has a good relationship, but you're interested. You know, let her know that, hey, if you'd like to, you know, like to have me take you out to dinner sometime, I'd love to do it. regardless of your boyfriend, I am interested, you know, in picking up the ball if that's not going to work out. I don't know. I don't have the phrasings down exactly, but to be a little bit more serious about it. But I appreciate your approach as well. I don't think that you should be puking your love for her all over her, but I think you should let her know that you intend to be a competitor. You know what I mean? That you're interested.
I used to be a contender.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, yeah, I think he has to say something just to, and for one, it's not like she's married, because I don't recommend people getting involved in that mess.
Mm-hmm.
She's just got a boyfriend. I don't know how old these people are. She may not have even experienced having more than one boyfriend. You know, she may just be, you know, the kind of good girl that will stick in a relationship, thick and thin kind of thing, and I don't know.
Our board operator is making the point that it's going to scare her off if you tell her that you love her. I agree with completely. Stay away from the excessively sentimental stuff like that. And keep it on the same friendship level conversation that you've been having, I think. I think that's kind of the important part. You don't want to, like, step up to this level of expressing one's love, expressing one's passion and feeling.
Right. No poetry.
Yeah, exactly. No poetry, no flowers, none of that. I think that it should just be done on that level of friendship. Like, hey, I'm interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And see if she reciprocates at all. You've got nothing to lose except for this relationship.
Don't expect right away any kind of reciprocity. She's going to have to think about it a little bit. But as you put it,
she's probably already thought about it.
Probably has. She
may just be waiting for him to say something.
She may be, but...
As was the case with you.
In that particular instance... I wouldn't expect, you know, them to just, you know, jump up and down and say, "Oh,
absolutely.
I've been waiting for you to say that."
That's a good point.
Probably, I mean, chances are good it's not going to be exactly what you imagined.
Yeah, she might just kind of blush, and she might appreciate the compliment and kind of leave it at that. And you might, you know, your break might end. It might feel awkward to you. Mm-hmm. In which case, do you think that, is that where the repetition comes in, is bringing it up again later?
Well, I would only do the repetition if I tried it in a funny manner.
Mm-hmm.
If I tried it in a you know, more serious manner like you did, I would only say it one time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just
gauge her reaction.
That she's going to let you know.
Edwin, what we want to know, of course, is what you decide to do. So email us back or call us back, ftl@freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231, because we love to know how these things pan out. It's exciting. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live, on the way. We got an update on the Kelo situation.
Oh, good.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, fireman? How about a rocket scientist or an automotive technician? There's not as much difference between the last two as you think. When I come back, it's blast off. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Rocket scientist and auto technician. Similar? Yes. Today's automobiles are more sophisticated than Apollo 13 that took the astronauts to the moon. Outer space aside, here on Earth, there's a critical shortage of trained repair technicians. While 2 million vehicles are added to our highways each year, those with the expertise to keep them on the road decreases by 5%. The impact on automotive consumers? More expensive repairs that take longer. So encourage a young person to think scientist. Think lab coat. Think automotive technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people using it, over 700 members, as a matter of fact, over 35,000 posts for you to surf around.
So many.
Yeah, so go and check it out, freetalklive.com. Of course, it's free. We've been talking about a personal issue so far tonight, which these days, a little bit unusual for Free Talk Live.
It is. It's not the normal show format.
And
anymore.
Usually when, and we talked about this last night, usually when this kind of stuff comes up, if it comes to our attention, we bring it up. I mean, I've got other things that we want to talk about tonight, but since somebody brought a personal issue to the floor, I thought it was a good one. We put it on the air. Now, back in our FM days, back when we started this show way, 3 years ago, bringing up an issue like this, where Edwin is writing in and expressing the fact that he is madly in love with a female coworker, she's already got a boyfriend, he's concerned about possibly expressing his feelings to her. Well, normally, that would generate 5 phone calls with people with advice for the person with the problem, etc.
Somebody who wants to stick their nose in somebody else's business would definitely call in.
Exactly. In this case, we gave our advice. We actually had an email come in, and actually we just did get another email from Diane. She says, as a woman, I have to say that if a coworker, even if I only thought of him as a friend, gave me flowers or wrote a poem to express his erstwhile feelings for me, I would be flattered. Now, we had just advised against that, but here's a woman who's saying that she would appreciate it. She says,
Diane's a freak, it's okay.
She says, I'd only been married 2 months when the security guard at work began chatting with me, and most of the night, I worked graveyard, she says, we would chit-chat. He's now one of the best friends that my husband has, and we three get together every weekend. Hey, Diane, you get together like that every weekend? Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231. So it's going to depend on the woman. Diane says she would appreciate that. I think that Manwich and I were probably being a little cautious, and there are definitely women that might find that a bit odd. So it just depends on who the girl
is.
It
seems to me that odd throws a wrench in the relationship before it even starts.
And one thing's for sure, we don't know who this girl is. Only Edwin does.
Right.
So he's going to make the decision as to what approach he's going to take, if any, and we hope you do, Edwin. And then you're going to...
He's just got the advice of 4 guys.
Exactly. And a woman.
And a woman.
Yeah. So, you know what we think? We want to find out what happened. So don't forget to get back in touch with us with the details. All right. So, other stuff on our minds here. Kelo, the Supreme Court decision, I think it was in mid-June, of course, came down saying that the poor 7 people in New London, Connecticut
left.
Yeah, the 7 people that still have property left in a certain area of New London.
The government hasn't completely run off.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that the city government absolutely has the ability to take their property via eminent domain.
Why, of course, they're the government.
Right.
And they know better.
And transfer it to a different private owner. And, of course, it resulted in some uproar in quite a... I think most people are against the Supreme Court in this case, at least those who've called our show. We've never heard from anyone who believes that eminent domain is a good thing, especially in this way.
I've talked to a friend of mine who thinks that if it's for the public good, then it's okay.
Okay, but no one's ever called this show.
That's right. I'm just saying.
They're out there, obviously. Well, here is what is going on now. We've kind of been keeping you up to date on the situation as far as how these homeowners are being harassed by the government, threatened by the government. Just terrible things are going on in New London, Connecticut, and we're paying attention. In fact, here's the latest from the Fairfield County Weekly. those who believe in the adage, when it rains, it pours, might take the tale of the plaintiffs in Kelo versus New London as a cue to buy two of every animal and a load of wood from Home Depot. The U.S. Supreme Court recently found that the city's original seizure of private property was constitutional under the principle of eminent domain. And now New London is claiming that the affected homeowners were living on city land for the duration of the lawsuit, and they owe back rent.
You're kidding me. These people are truly evil.
The government, you mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We actually heard about... Actually, we had one of the homeowners on the show.
It wouldn't be city's land if the city's land, if the money hadn't changed hands.
It what now?
Well, even if they wanted to, the city claimed that they have to accept our pittance of a price because it was like 40% in 1996 of the value of the home, and now you can only imagine it's just a 10% probably.
Correct.
Well, it wouldn't be the city's land if the owners didn't accept the pittance and decided to fight
it. Yeah, that would be if you went by the rules of most contracts and most agreements with in regards to the sale of land. But here, it's the city, and they're a group of armed thugs, and what they say goes. And since they administer the land deals, since really you never really own your property in the first place, you're just sort of renting it from them, what they're saying sort of makes legal sense. I'm not with it. I'm not agreeing with it.
I know you're not.
But they've got the guns, and they're not afraid to use
them. I don't think it makes any kind of sense at all.
Well, I think it's ludicrous. I think it's an outrage, and I think people need to stand up against it. We'll talk about that in a moment. But anyway, here's what they're saying. And actually, we had talked to one of the owners on the phone, and he had mentioned something about this. Well, now it's coming out in the news. Now it's being reported that these people are going to be charged, and we'll tell you how much here. It's a new definition of chutzpah. Confiscate land, did I pronounce that right?
Chutzpah.
Confiscate land and charge back rent for the years the owners fought for confiscation. In some cases, their debt could amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Moreover, the homeowners are being offered buyouts based on market rate as it was in the year 2000. The hard rain started falling that year when Matt Deary and his neighbors in Fort Trumbull learned that the city planned to replace their homes with a hotel, a conference center, offices, and an upscale housing that would complement the adjoining Pfizer Incorporated research facility. The city, citing eminent domain, condemned their houses and told them to move and began leveling surrounding houses. Deary and six of his neighbors fought the takeover, but 5 years later, on June 23rd, the downpour of misfortune continued as the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that the city could claim the property for so-called economic development. Deary owns four buildings on the project site, including his home and the birthplace of his lifelong home of his 87-year-old mother, Wilhelmina. Deary plans to make every remaining effort to keep his land, but with few legal options remaining, he's planning for the worst. Now, we've actually talked to these guys, mm-hmm. and they are willing to stand in front of bulldozers if necessary. They really are true, in my opinion, true American heroes.
I have to agree.
And for good reason. It's reasonable to think that the people who purchased property years ago, in some cases decades ago, would be in a position to cash in, especially since they're being forced from their homes, but that's not the case. The New London Development Corp, the semi-public organization hired by the city to facilitate the deal, this is the city put this together. They put the New London Development Corp together for the specific purposes of taking people's property.
Sure, it's just a front organization for the city thugs.
It's offering residents the market rate as it was in the year 2000 as state law requires. That rate pales in comparison to what the units are now worth, owing largely to the relentless housing bubble that has yet to burst.
City, you've got to pay it, my mind.
Deary, age 48, says, I can't replace what I have in this market for three times the 2000 assessment. Who works as a home delivery sales manager for the New London Day. He soothes himself with humor. He says, it's a lot like what I do in the what I like to do in the stock market, buy high and sell low. And there are more storms on the horizon. In June 2004, NLDC sent the seven affected residents a letter indicating that after the completion of the case, the city would expect to receive retroactive use and occupancy payments, also known as rent, from the residents. In the letter, lawyers argued that because the takeover took place in 2000, the residents had therefore been living on city property for nearly 5 years. Amazing stuff. More coming back, more detail. 800-259-9231. Your comments, of course, about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America the value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. And there's no membership fee. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. Scroll down past day six. You'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with months' worth of Free Talk Live on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about the Kelo situation, the New London situation, where these seven property owners are putting up the final fight. They are willing to go as far as possible to preserve their right to own property. The Supreme Court flushed all of our property rights down the toilet a couple months ago in this Kelo versus New London decision, where they basically said that any city governments, any state governments around the country, if they can show a public good coming from taking people's private property and transferring them to somebody else, some other private owner, then they have the ability to do that under the Fifth Amendment eminent domain. And that's wrong.
It is very, very wrong.
It is disgusting.
What's crazy is, I mean, we just read the part where this gentleman, I can't remember his last name, but his mother...
Mr. Derry.
That's right, Derry. Mm-hmm. Mr. Derry and his mother, Wilhelmina, they've owned this house since she was born there.
Yeah,
so over 100 years this house has been in their family, and the government of New London can just come along and take it so that they can give it to a private company like Pfizer, or build a hotel on it so they can get more tax money. Right. This is all very, very wrong.
It's very un-American. And now what they're doing, to add insult to injury, as though it wasn't bad enough.
And Rush calls us leftist wackos.
Does he defend this decision?
I haven't heard him speak specifically on this decision, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, anyway, as though they had not slapped these people in the face badly enough. And basically, they're saying, the Supreme Court says your days are numbered. You're going to be thrown off your property at some point in the near future, and you can't do anything about it. That's what the Supreme Court said.
And you owe us some money.
Well, no, that's the insult to injury part.
Yeah.
Now the city is saying, well, let's see, since you brought this case to the court back in 2000...
Since you dared defy us.
Right, since we made you our reasonable offer of a third of market value or whatever it was that they're offering, just garbage.
Not that it matters, quite honestly, but...
Yeah, you're right. We made you this reasonable offer and you refused it. We had to take you, you took us to court. Well, we're going to say they owe us 5 years of rent. Because according to the Supreme Court decision, the city was justified in taking the property. That means that they allegedly, legally, took possession of that property back in the year 2000. So now, with language back to the Fairfield Weekly, with language seemingly lifted straight from the Goonies, the NLDC's lawyers wrote, quote, "We know that your clients did not expect to live in city-owned property for free or rent out that property and pocket the profits if they ultimately lost the case. They warned that, quote, this problem will only get worse with the passage of time." That's a threat, Manwich.
No, that's absolutely a threat.
"And the city was prepared to sue for the money if need be." Go ahead. Sue me. What are you going to do? Take my property?
Yeah.
Lawyer for the residents, Scott Bullock, responded to the letter on July 8th, asserting that the NLDC had
agreed... Take this letter, crumple it up, and stick it in your filing cabinet.
He asserted that the NLDC had agreed to forego rents as part of a pretrial agreement in which the residents in turn agreed to a hastened trial schedule. Bullock called the NLDC's effort at obtaining back rent a new low. "It seems like it's simply a desperate attempt by a nearly broke organization to come up with more funds to perpetuate its own existence." He vowed to respond to it. To any lawsuit with another one. With the case nearly closed, the NLDC may soon make good on its promise to sue. Jeremy Paul, an associate University of Connecticut law dean who teaches property law, says it's not clear who might prevail in a legal battle over the rent. He says from a political standpoint, the city might be better off trying to reach some settlement with the homeowners. Gee, you mean there might be a little bit of political, I guess, dissent if they continue to persecute these people? That's what he's suggesting. He's suggesting there might be a bit of backlash against the city of New London if they continue trying to extract money from these people. I hope he's right. An NLDC estimate assessed Derry for $6,100 per month since the takeover, a debt of more than $300,000. Now, again, Mr. Derry owns six buildings in the area, but nonetheless... He didn't expect this to happen. They actually had an agreement that specified it wouldn't happen. Wait a minute. The government breaking agreements that it makes with people? No. The government?
This precise agreement.
Yeah. One of his neighbors, case namesake, Suzette Kilo, who owns a single-family house with her husband, learned that she would owe in the ballpark of $57,000 for 5 years. She says, "I'd leave here broke. I wouldn't have a home or any money to get one. I could probably get a large-size refrigerator box and maybe live under the bridge." Seriously.
She could buy a van, live under the bridge.
These people are...
Down by the river.
These people are offering the government, the NLDC, as they're calling themselves, are offering these individuals a lousy amount of money for their property in the first place. And I don't think they should be obligated to accept. But even if they wanted to accept at this point, you're offering a fraction of the value of the home. And then you're going to charge them rent on top of that? Basically, they're saying, we're just going to take it from you.
Yeah. And you're going to be poor. We're going to ruin you for having fought us.
Let's go to the phones to Mary Ellen in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about this Kilo thing.
Please.
The city wants to charge them rent on their homes. That they've been paying property taxes on for how many years?
That's an excellent point.
Seems like the city's already got their rent.
Well, that's a great point, Mary Ellen. If you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. I'm sure they'll just say, oh, all right. I mean, if you brought up that point to the city, they'd probably just adjust it by a couple $1,000 and say, okay, here's what you owe us. Because your property taxes were only $1,000 a year, but you owe us way more for rent. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, the Tuesday night edition. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, some of them have even taken the time to take a photograph of themselves, holding up some sort of evidence that shows they listen to Free Talk Live. Usually it's a sign of some sort, referencing the show or referencing Manwich, for instance. And so we've included them in our validated section of the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is kind of the elite area, the upper echelon of the Shrine. Mm-hmm. So go and check it out for yourself at freetalklive.com. And no, ladies, it's not a beauty contest. We just want to show off the fact that we have women actually listening to the show. You can join us on the phones, 800-259. Yeah, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the Kelo decision. We're talking about how the government there is just... it is just out of control. Not only are they trying to take these people's property, but they're also trying to charge them back rent for the time that they expected that they owned their property. The city saying, no, no, you didn't own your property. We owned it. And now you owe us $300,000 in back rent. That's or crazy. $57,000 on a single property. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys. I got one for you.
Okay.
I had a carport attached to the house mm-hmm. and was partially enclosed about 4 feet from the ground. And I had an older car in it, which you could only see the back of the car from the street. And so I got a letter in the mail because I was using a company car and I neglected to register it. I got a letter in the mail saying you have to get rid of that car.
Junk car, right?
Yeah. Well, it was an older car. It's still
well, no, I'm not saying that the car was junk. I'm saying the city classified it as junk. I had a new BMW that they classified as a junk car because I had to take the plate off to put it on something else.
Well, that's in my book, it says you're stealing my possessions. You don't do that to me. That's not my way out. It's not the way I was brought up.
The car was in your garage.
It was in a carport partially enclosed.
I see.
And the carport was attached to the house.
Do you know if someone ratted you out to code enforcement or if they just happened to spot it? And
I don't have any neighbors that dislike me around here, so
right.
I don't think that's the case. He was just driving around. He saw the car. It wasn't registered that year.
They want their money.
Yeah, he saw dollar signs go up.
And now I have to get rid of the car. I was all ready to sit down and write him a letter and say, you want the car, come and get it. And I'll be standing at the door, okay? But I said, nah, I stopped the letter, rolled it up, and threw it away.
It wasn't worth it over the old car, huh?
No, because I had a company car, and I was using it for all my trips. And, here's another thing. Supposing you have a mobile trailer, and the town decides they're going to hook up a truck, or someone decides they want to hook up a truck and pull it away and steal it.
Right.
Well, isn't that thievery?
It sounds like thievery to me.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
But thievery's legal if the government does it. Don't you understand, Harry?
I know.
If the government shoots somebody, it's legal. It's not murder. If the government steals something, it's legal confiscation. It's not theft.
Well, that's not right. Morally, it's not right, guys.
No, it's not. I'm not making... I'm just being silly.
I know.
It's crazy. Thanks for the call, Harry. We appreciate hearing from you.
Well, okay, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Today's lesson is if you're going to have a car that you don't have registered sitting in your carport or in your garage or in any place on your property, turn it around so the license plate area is not visible from the road. Now, I don't know how New Jersey is. Maybe they have licenses on the front and back, like California.
Good point.
I don't know.
We don't have that here. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. Dan's on the line, wants to talk about the political issue of whether or not we're too political these days. Your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour two on the way.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.